In the desperate search to treat patients with COVID-19, a variety of medicines are being tested, including drugs used to treat HIV. The hope for success, though, might be overblown, at least in the short term. Stephen Goff is a virologist and a professor of biochemistry at Columbia University Medical Center. I asked him why some scientists think HIV treatments might be useful in combating the outbreak.
There are many similarities of some of the proteins that the viruses encode. So as targets, there's hope, there's expectation, there's evidence that some drugs that work on HIV targets also have some activity against the coronavirus targets. But there's a lot of differences, and a lot of the drugs that were developed for HIV are very, very specific to the HIV proteins, and they will not work against coronaviruses.
So how hopeful are you about going down this path at all?
Only moderately. I think it'll be rare that an HIV drug will be proved to be useful. But in a way, the HIV drugs give you at least a lead into the design of drugs for the coronavirus.
The whole idea that if a drug works for that thing, it could work for this thing, I mean, it's a tantalizing narrative. Are you worried, though, that this kind of hope-filled enthusiasm from politicians and the public for these sorts of treatments is premature?
Yeah. The important thing to me is that the history and the experience that we have with antivirals for HIV, for Hep C, for flu, really gives us a huge leg up on finding drugs for the coronaviruses.
Are you seeing a similar response from the public with all the interest in chloroquine that's used to combat malaria in combination with other drugs? That's the same thing that President Trump has touted.
Those drugs have a lot of problems of toxicity, and I think we really don't yet even know they're efficacious. It's not an immediately obvious answer to the problem.
As this crisis unfolds, we've been witnessing some really unprecedented cooperation among scientists in the U.S. and around the world. There's been a sort of fast-tracking of certain types of research. What are the upsides and downsides of accelerating that research?
I basically think it's correct that people are collaborating and working at an unprecedented rate, sharing reagents and sequences and results incredibly quickly. I think it's true across countries. I mean, China and we are sharing results very freely. I think companies are quite open to collaborations. Funding is often being provided by philanthropy, and people appreciate it's a crisis, and they're responding remarkably well.
Stephen, as someone in the forefront in the field of virology, what is your biggest worry as the research goes forward?
Well, it's just a race. It will be a race of when the first really effective treatments come online. And when this crisis of the virus peaks, the biggest concern to me is the hospital overload, which my clinician friends are dealing with, and it's going to be tough.
Yeah, and right there in New York, you're seemingly in the center of it in the United States.
Yep. You know, we're going to run out of beds, we're going to run out of masks, we're going to run out of ventilators. It's going to be difficult.
Where do you find optimism right now?
I am actually really pretty optimistic about good antiviral drugs coming online soon. There are some very potent, effective candidates coming along in many labs. If we can get through the pipeline some of these really promising antivirals and we find a setting where we can get them used early in a patient, I think there's room for tremendous progress there. And I think on the longer scale, in a year or two, I have great optimism about vaccines. I think this will be a virus that will be suitable for vaccines. It's going to take much longer. But I think those will come eventually as well.
Well, it is good to end on a hopeful note, a commodity in short supply these days. Stephen Goff, a virologist and professor of biochemistry at Columbia University Medical Center in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.